Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Samach Zayin. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rav Kelmer Zechet Tzadik Levracha. It's also sponsored by the Outdoor Minyan in Woodmere, known as the Church Avenue Minyan, Le'ilu Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuri Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh Ben Chaim Tuvia Alevi, Alev Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yisrael Yaakov, Alev Shalom, and for Rafu Shalema Tefega Peril Bastava Rivka. It's also sponsored by Shaki Klar, Le'ilu Nishmas' mother, Yenti Bas Avram, Alev Shalom, his yard site is this week, and also by Avram Forman in honor of the first yard site of his father, Pesach David Ben Avram, the Neshama Shrav Naliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we left off on the bottom of Daf, Samach Vav Amid Beis, and we are at Ashkechon Tamidu Pesach. So the first thing the Gemara is going to discuss is that once we already learned that the Pesach and Karban, that both the Karban Pesach and Karban Tamid could be brought on Shabbos, the Gemara is now going to derive, how do I know that the Karban Pesach and Karban Tamid can be brought even Bituma? So we're going to have two potential sources for the idea that it's Sibur can bring a Karban Pesach Bituma and on Pesach Rishon, and we're going to discuss which of those sources is the preferred of the two sources. The Gemara is then going to talk about whether a Metzora who comes inside a city in Eretz Yisrael is going to be Chayv Malkus. We seem to have a Stira about that issue, and ultimately we're going to conclude that it's not a Stira, it's a Machlokas Tanayim. If a Metzora comes into one of the Eretz Yisrael, whether he's Chayv Malkus, then we're going to compare different types of Tumah. Tumas Meis, Tumas Zav, Tumas Metzora, Tumas Sheretz, and we're going to discuss which are the more Chamer Dika Tumas and which are the ones that are more Kal. And then the Gemara is going to explore how each Tana reads the Psukim to indicate where people with each level of Tumah are sent, where they are and are not allowed to go when they're suffering from these different forms of Tumah. So let's begin. Again, we left off yesterday at Ashkechon Tamid Pesach. So let's pick up from there at the two dots on the first very wide line of Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis. So says Gemara, Ashkan Tamidu Pesach to Dachu Shabbos. So we have now shown that both the Karban Tamid and the Karban Pesach are Docha Shabbos. They can be brought on Shabbos to Dachu Tuma Minalan. But how do I know that they can even be brought when the majority of the Tzibur is Tamei? So Amri Ki Hechi Diyal of Pesach Mitamid Linyan Shabbos Hachinam Yal of Tamid Pesach Linyan Tuma. Well, just like we had a Gzeira Shava where the word Bimoado appeared both by Karban Pesach and by Karban Tamid, and therefore we said, oh, just like a Karban Tamid could be brought on Shabbos, Karban Pesach could be brought on Shabbos as well, so we could use that same Bimoado to teach something about Karban Tamid from Karban Pesach. That just like Karban Pesach is brought Bituma when Rova the Tzibur is Tamei, so too Karban Tamid could be brought Bituma when Rova the Tzibur is Tamei. Says the Gemara, it's a great Gzeira Shava and it's wonderful, but a Pesach Gufei Minalan. How do you know that's true even about a Karban Pesach, that when Rova the Tzibur is Tamei, that they can bring a Karban Pesach? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Kra. Oh, the first source the Gemara has is that we have a pasuk that tells us in the Torah, Ish ki yia Tamei lenefesh, that if a person is Tamei, if a person, an Ish, is Tamei, or the Pasuk says, or he's Bederech Rechoka, then he's also Pesach Lashem Bachodesh Hasheni, Barba Soyom, Ben Arba, meaning the Pasuk tells us about the concept called Pesach Sheni. So we darshin, who needs a concept of Pesach Sheni? It's only an Ish. Ish nidcha le Pesach Sheni, vein Sibur nidchin le Pesach Sheni, that only an Ish is pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but a Sibur that becomes Tamei is not going to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni, Ella Avdi Betumah. Rather, a Tzibur is going to do it in Tumah. So even though Lechora, the Karban Tamid and the Karban Pesach are not really comparable to each other, Rashi over here points out that a Karban Pesach, after all, is a Karban Yachid, a Karban Tamid is a Karban Tzibur. What qualifies something as a Karban Tzibur? When you have a single Karban that's brought on behalf of the entire Tzibur, that's a Karban Tzibur. Karban Pesach, you may have everybody bringing it, but that's goof of the point, that if everybody's bringing it, that usually is an indication that it's a Karban Yachid, that each individual has to bring a Karban Pesach that normally puts it in the category of a Karban Yachid. But nevertheless, Rashi points out that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma, as well as in Maseches Pesachim that we're going to soon see, that Pesach is considered to be a Karban Sibur on some level because it's Bab Knufya. Normally, you don't have all of Klal Yisrael bringing the same Karban Yachid all at the same time. So since it comes with such masses of Klal Klal Yisrael, so it has certain characteristics of a Korban Tzibur. And that's a theme we're going to see over and over again, that a Korban Pesach is sort of like this hybrid type of Korban. It is a combination between a Korban Yachid and a Korban Tzibur. It has elements of both. So we say that Yachid is Nidcha to Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibur doesn't have to wait till Pesach Sheni, and this is part of the broader idea that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is willing to look past certain imperfections when dealing with a Tzibur, just like we have by Tefillah, that when dealing with a Yachid, your Tefillah has to be a little bit more perfect, because our Kodesh Baruch Hu is less willing to look past imperfections when dealing with a Yachid than he is when dealing with a Tzibur. That's what the Maharal writes in Gevuras Hashem, that you need a certain amount of Kedusha and Tahara if you're going to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu by yourself. But when you come as part of Knesset Yisrael, together with the entire Tzibur, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a bris with Knesset Yisrael that he's never going to reject us. And therefore, when we come to Tzibur is brought, the Karban Pesach could be brought even B'tumah. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's source. It's from the Pasuk of Ish, when it talks about Pesach Sheni, that only an Ish has to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibur can handle it on Pesach Rishon. So Rabbi Shimon Melech Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Shimon Melech challenges Rabbi Yochanan. Ema ish nitcha lePesach Sheni tzibur lasu takanta lo Pesach Rishon lo Pesach Sheni. All you really see from that pasuk is that an ish gets an opportunity for Pesach Sheni, and that a Tzibur doesn't get an opportunity for Pesach Sheni. But does that necessarily tell you that a Tzibur does Pesach Rishon? Maybe the Tzibur stuck. If you have a Tzibur that's that rova the Tzibur's Tameh, they can't do either one, neither Pesach Rishon nor Pesach Sheni. All you get from the Pasuk is that we're being Mema'it the Tzibur from Pesach Sheni. So Elam Rabbi Shimon Lakish suggests a different source. How do I know Karban Pesach is brought Betumah when rova the Tzibur's Tameh? We learn it from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was told when the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, Vayishalchu min ha-machane kol tzarua v'kol zav v'kol tamei l'nefesh. So Yomer Timei Mesim bal Yomer Zavnu Mitzrayim. Let the Torah tell us to send the Timei Mesim outside of the machane, and it won't need to tell me that Zavnu Mitzrayim have to be sent out. V'ani Yomer, and I'll say it on my own based on the Kal V'chomer. Im Timei Mesim Mishtalchin Zavnu Mitzrayim lo kol shekein. That if Timei Mesim are sent to Mina Machned and Zavnu Mitzrayim, who are more chamur than a Tamei Meis. And what makes them more chamur is that they have Tumah Yotzei Alei Megufam. Their Tumah comes from within, it doesn't come from without. A Tamei Meis only becomes Tamei because something else was Metameihim. A Zav, a Mitzorah, that just happens within his very body. So that's more chamur. So Lo Kolshkin, of course he should be sent Michutz LaMachneh. So I would know that on my own, and therefore it's unnecessary to tell me about all these different forms of Tumah. Ella, so much must be that it's telling me that Yesh L'chashash Azov Mitzrayim Mishtalchin Vein Timei Mesim Mishtalchin, that there is one situation where Zav and Mitzrayim are going to be sent outside of the Azara, but Timei Mesim are going to be allowed in the Azara. That's when Rova the Tzibur is Timei Mesim, where Mark of the Karban Pesach B'tumah, and even the Timei Mesim themselves are allowed to go into the Azara to be Makr of the Karban Pesach. And that's why we have to be told, the Torah has to tell us about being Mishaleach, the Zav and Mitzrayim, even in such a circumstance where you're not going to be Mishaleach the Timei Mesim. So normally Timei Mesim obviously is not allowed to go into the Azara. The Azara is the Machne Shechina, but nevertheless, that's the Heter, that's the Tumot Rebbe Tzibur that we allow when the majority of the Tzibur is Tamei, that the Timei Mesim are allowed in the Azara. So it's interesting, Rish Lakish's Drasha is based on a Kal V'chomer. It's based on a question, why would I need to mention both Zav and Mitzora, that when I already know that a Tamei Meis has to be Nishlach, has to be sent out of the Machne Shechina. So the Sfas Emes raises a question, says, what kind of question is that? What kind of Kal V'chomer is that? If I would have had to rely on a Kal V'chomer to learn that Zav and a Mitzora are Nishlach, then I would never give them Malkus, because there's a rule of Ein Onshin Min Adin. You don't give an Onesh based on that which you derive from a Kal V'chomer. So if it would have been derived from a Kal V'chomer, when it says, L'yitamu, I would have said that that even about them, they would have. Meaning, had it been from a kavah chomer, I would not have said that they get malchus. So says the Sfas Emes, no, you still would have said that they get malchus, because if you would derive from a kavah chomer, then the next pasuk when it says v'liyatamlus machaneim, I would realize goes even on the zavim mitzora, and that's just a beferish alaf. Meaning, the kavah chomer is really more megala what the pasuk is about, what the topic of the pasuk is. But then when you have a separate pasuk that says, a separate phrase that says, v'liyatamlus machaneim, that would be a losasei, that would include them as well. So bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan has one drasha to tell me that a Pesach is babatumah, that's from the pasuk by Pesach Sheni, that only an ish is nidcha to Pesach Sheni. Reish Lakish has a different drasha, that from the fact that the Torah lists the din of shiluach, of sending out of the Azara, not only by Tamimais, but by Zav and Mitzorah as well, tells me that there must be some time where a Tamimais is allowed in, and a Zav and a Mitzorah are excluded, and that must be a Pesach Abba Batuma. So Amar Abaye, Ihachi, if Reish Lakish is correct, his drasha is correct, Leimonami, Yomar Zavu Tamimaisim, Val Yomar Mitzorah. Why can't the Pasuk only tell me about a Zav and a Tamimais, and not tell me that you have to be Mishaleach Mitzorah? Van Yomar, and I could derive that on based on the Kalvach Homer. Zav Mishtalech, Mitzorah Lo Kolshkein. If even a Zav is sent out, then a Mitzorah, who's more Chomer than a Zav, for sure should be sent out. So, Ela Yesh Chashash Mitzoran Mishtalchin, Vein Zav Nutzmei Mesa Mishtalchin. It must be that there's some sort of circumstance where a Mitzorah is excluded from the Azara, but Zav Nutzmei Mesim are allowed in the Azara. Vezez a Pesach Abba Batuma. And that's a Pesach Abba Batuma. Meaning, if you're going to really carry the drush of Reish Lakish to its logical conclusion, the drush of Reish Lakish should be telling me that when you have a Pesach Betuma, the Timei Mesim are allowed, the Zavin are allowed, but the Mitzoraim are not allowed. That form of Tuma, of being a Mitzora, does not allow for a Korban Pesach. V'chitei machinami, and if you're going to say, okay, good, so that's the halacha, maybe the halacha is that Tumas Mitzora does not preclude a Tzibor from Korban Pesach, but we have a Mishnah that tells us later on, Daf Tzadiyei, that Pesach Abba B'tuma lo yochli menu zavim v'zavim nidos v'yoldos v'imachlu peturin. That according to the drasha of Reish Lakish, it would turn out that a zav, even a zav who does a zav could also make his Pesach B'tuma, but that's apparently not correct, because here you have a Mishnah that says explicitly that that's not so, that a zav is excluded. Ela amra ba'ili olam mikra kama. So Abai says, you know what, let's go back to Rabbi Yochanan's drasha, that it says by Pesach Sheni ish, and we darshin that an ish is nitcha to Pesach Sheni, but a tzibur is not nitcha to Pesach Sheni, rather the tzibur is also betuma. I, Reish Lakish asked, you could darshin it otherwise, that a yachid is nitcha to Pesach Sheni, whereas a tzibur doesn't have any opportunity, not Pesach Rishon, nor Pesach Sheni? No, im kein, if that were true, nitcha v'rachmane ish ki yiyatame. But the word l'nefesh, lamali, the word l'nefesh is extra, because papashos, the word l'nefesh is coming to be memait, other tumos that we're more machmir with than we are by tumas meis. So if you can say that a tzibur that becomes tameh b'meis is not makrav korban pesach at all, so then there's no difference between tumas meis and other tumos, and we could have just written tumas tam. Why do you have to single out l'nefesh? Why do you have to single out tumas meis? V'chitei mahay l'nefesh l'achiyudu asa, and maybe you're going to tell me l'nefesh is coming to teach me that tameh meis who dinitcha l'pesach sheni al v'shar tameh and lo, that only some of tameh meis has an opportunity to make it up on Pesach Sheni, but other Tumeim do not have an opportunity on Pesach Sheni, Vatanya, but we have a Brice that says otherwise. Yachalo you also in Pesach Sheni, Ela Tumeim Esim, Vishaya B'darach Rechoka, Zavn Mutzarnabal Enidos Minayin. I would only know that a person who's Tumeim Esim or a person who's B'darach Rechoka, who's far away from the Migdash, has an opportunity to do Pesach Sheni. How do I know that a Zavn Mutzarnabal and Boal Enidos also have a din of Pesach Sheni? So Tamalomar, Ish, Ish. That's why the Pesach has a double expression of Ish, Ish, ki Tameh, that anyone who's Tameh on Erev Pesach Rishon does Pesach Sheni. So now the question comes back. L'nefesh shekatz rachman olam li. So doesn't that make the word l'nefesh extra? Ela hachika amar. So it must be that we're supposed to dash in the pasuk as follows. Ish nitcha l'pesach sheni ve'ein tzibur nitcha l'pesach sheni. That an ish is relegated to Pesach Sheni, but a tzibur is not going to have to ever bring on Pesach Sheni, Ella, what do they do? Avdi bituma. They get to bring on Pesach Rishon bituma. The ki avdi tibur bituma bitume meis avu b'shar tumas lo avdi. And when do we say that a tibur could be makrav Pesach Rishon bituma? That's only if the tumah, the form of tumah that they have, is tumas meis. But other forms of tumah, the tibur does not do Pesach Rishon. Rather, they're going to be nidche to Pesach Sheni. So that's the end of the first conversation. So again, what we wanted to know is, how do I know? We already learned yesterday how we know that both Korban Tumah and Korban Pesach are Docha Shabbos. Now I want to know how they're Docha Tumah. How do I know that you could be Makriv Korban Tumah and Korban Pesach B'Tumah? So right at the outset, the Gemara said, well, Korban Tumah is not a Kasha because it's already true by Korban Pesach. And whatever's true by Korban Pesach is going to be true by Korban Tumah because of B'Moado. We have a Gezerah Shava. Okay, so then we focus our energy. How do I know that Korban Pesach is B'Tumah? So we had two possibilities. We had Rabbi Yochanan's possibility based on the Pasuk about Pesach Sheni, and we had Reish Lakish's possibility based on the Pasuk that talks about Shiluach Min HaMachneh, specifying the different types of Tumah. We ultimately rejected Reish Lakish's possibility, went back to Rabbi Yochanan's possibility, and derived it not only from the word Ish, but from the word Lenefesh as well, that it says by Pesach Sheni. Since by Pesach Sheni it tells us that an Ish who's Tamei Lenefesh is Docha LePesach Sheni, yes, that tells us that an individual who's Tamei Lenefesh is Nidcha LePesach Sheni, but a Tzibur that's Tamei Lenefesh is not Nidcha LePesach Sheni. A Tzibur that's Tamei Mesim gets to bring up Pesach Rishon. A tzibur that has other forms of tumah, they would not bring a Pesach Rishon, but at least a tzibur that's timei mesim gets to bring on Pesach Rishon. Good, so once we mention, though, these different types of Tumah, so the Gemara is going to elaborate on some of the halachos relating to these types of Tumah. We're going to talk about Shiluach Min HaMachanos, that there are places that have extra Kedusha. There are Eser Kedusha, saying actually there are different levels of Kedusha to different locations, but different types of Tumah are not allowed in certain locations. So Samlus Tamei Mei, Samlus Tamei Sheretz is not allowed into the Machne Shechina, which is the Azara. Azav and a Balkari are not allowed even into the Machne Leviya, which is the Harabayis, and the Metzora is not even allowed into the Machne Yisrael. He's not allowed into any of the Are Yisrael. So you have these three different levels that we have, right? This halacha that Azav is not allowed on Harabayis is the reason that we typically don't go on Harabayis Bismanazeh. Those who do go on Harabayis will tell you that, yeah, Tumah Zav, you could sell. You can go to the mikveh and you won't be a zav anymore. So it's a whole diyun in poskim whether that's true. First of all, whether it's true that you could solve it. It could be that you can't solve it. It could be that Chazal made a gzeira. We know that Chazal made a gzeira, that an ama aretz has a din of tumas zav because he's not going to be known to be careful about his tumah to begin with. So nowadays we're not accustomed to observing the halachos of tumah and tara, and therefore we're all ame aretz to a certain extent when it comes to tumah and tara. So there's a gzeira Rabbanon, that we have tumah zav. That's what one of the Sfarim writes, that if a person goes to the mikveh, he may not be a zav anymore, but he's still an amaretz. And as long as you're still an amaretz, then you have a din de Rabbanon that you're a zav, and a zav is not allowed on the harabayis. Others say, no, amaretz has a gzeira that he's like a zav, but a zav goes to the mikveh, and you solve the problem. It's just that when time passes since then you have to assume that he became a zav again. But if you go to the mikveh right before you go on harabayis, so then you did solve the issue of zav. But there are other issues as well. There are public policy issues. There are issues of location, of the exact location of the Azara, and being careful about these things. So this is the big discussion in the poskim. Most of the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael typically have asered going on the Harabayis, and that's why typically we don't do it, although there are many holy and wonderful Jews that do go on Harabayis as well. So that's a discussion that the poskim have. But that's based on this halacha of Shiluach Min HaMachanos. So now, by the way, even the din of a mitzora that's being sent out of the Arei Yehuda, Tosus points out on Amud Beis, it's only a mitzora muchlat, once he's been determined to absolutely be a mitzora. But someone who begins the counting the days that he needs for his tahara, the Mishnah says, Beferish Maseches Negoim, he only has a din of a Tamei Sheret, and he's only sent out of the Machne Shechina. He's only not allowed in the Azara. Right, in the Azara, for sure, none of us are going to be allowed nowadays, until we have a paradu. Duma, because the Tamei Mace is not allowed in the Azara. The whole question is about the Harabayas, but the Azara is for sure off limits for us. So now, Amrav Chisda, Mitzara Shenichnas Lifnim Mimichitzaso. Let's say Mitzara goes where he's not allowed to go, meaning into the Arei Yisrael. Pater, he doesn't get Malkus, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Badad Yeshev Michutz Machaneh Moshavo, HaKosav Netako La'asei. So the Pasuk itself gives an assay that fixes the Los assay. So, and the way Rashi understands is that this is what we call a Lava Nitak La'asei. You don't get Malkus for a Lava Nitak La'asei because the Torah tells you how to fix it. Instead of fixing it by giving the guy Malkus, fix it by doing the assay that fixes this Los assay. So that's how Rashi understands that this is a classic example of a Lava Nitak La'asei. Lava Nitak La'asei is a concept that comes up all over Shas. We're going to have it later on in Daf Pei Dalid when we're going to discuss the Isra of Nosar, Los Hasirim Mimenuad Boker. You're not allowed to leave parts of the Karban over until the morning. And if you do, then you have a mitzvah to burn it. So that, the Gemara says, seems to be a lava nitak lasei, and therefore you don't get malchus for it because it's a lava nitak lasei. That's how Rashi understands. However, Tosos points out that luchora and Dibra Maskal HaKosov, that luchora, only when you have an asei right after the lav do we say that it's minatek the asei. Furthermore, if you can say like Rashi, the Gemara should have brought the beginning of the pasuk, Kol Yimei Hashara Negabo. So it's not even quoting all of the relevant passages. And therefore, Tosa says, no, we don't mean the concept of Lava Nita Glase over here. What we're saying is that since a Mitzorah is included with other Temeim in the Lav of Lo Yitma'u, and the pasuk then specifies the Mitzorah separately, that there are two essays in the same pasuk, Badad Yeshev and Michutz Machaneh Moshavo. So you have to say that it's taking him out of the klal of the lav and saying that a mitzora is only included in an essay, but he doesn't have a lav. So why does he get malchus? Says Tosfos, not like Rashi says because it's a lav and nitak lasei, but because there's no lav. It's only an essay, and you don't get malchus on that which is only an essay. So two vastly different ways of learning why it is that the mitzora, according to Rav Chisda, is putter when he enters into the area that he's not allowed into. So the Gemara challenges, though, whichever way you want to understand it, Rav Chisda says he's putter, he doesn't get Malkus. So says the Gemara, but wait a sec, we have a Braisa, Mitzora Shenichnas Lefnei Mimichitzaso Be'arbayim, that he does get Malkus. Zavon V'Zavos Shenichnas Lefnei Mimichitzason, if you have a Zavah or a Zavah that go on to Harabayis, Be'arbayim, they get Malkus. V'tami Meis Mutali Kanis Lemachna Leviyah V'lo that a tamei mace is allowed into the machne leviyah, and not only a tamei mace, even the mace itself could be brought into the machne leviyah, because after all, Moshe Rabbeinu took the atzmos Yosef with him, and Moshe was in the machne leviyah. Moshe was a Levi, so it's a kal v'chomer that a tamei mace is allowed to enter machne leviyah. If even the mace himself, even Yosef's bones, were allowed in the machne leviyah. But bottom line is, you see beferish in the brisa that a mitzora that goes into the Machne Yisrael gets Malkus. It's Ba'ar Ba'im. Not like Rav Chisda said that he's Potter for whatever reason, whether you say like Rashi Lava Nitak La'asei, whether you say that Tosfos Solni La'asei. You have Beferish here that he gets Malkus. So says Mar Tanoihi, it's Machlokas Tanoim, whether a mitzora who goes into one of the Arei Yehuda, in fact, gets Malkus. Titania, we have a Braisa, a Darshan, the Pesukim as follows. By the mitzora it says Badad Yeshev, that he has to be in isolation. Right, this is something that's become, I guess, a Daf Yomi coincidence for the year of COVID. Badad Yeshev. People, I got a couple of emails that I missed a major Daf Yomi coincidence yesterday that we spoke about Shiras Devora, and that's the Haftarah this week. Okay, so Chatasi, I missed a big one. So Badad Yeshev, we dash in the pasuk that says Badad Yeshev Levado Yeshev. The pasuk tells me that he sits alone. Shelo Yutamein Acherim Yoshvinimo, that he can't even hang out with other Tamein, with Zavim and Tamein. Him, meaning that his shiluach is more chomer than their shiluach. That it's true, Zavim and Tamei Mesim are somewhat restricted, but not as restricted as the Mitzorah is, because the Mitzorah is sent even out of Machne Yisrael. Yachli Zavim and Tamei Mesim mishtalchim l'machne achas. I might think that Zavim and Tamei Mesim have the same status as each other. Tamalom arvelo yitamu es machaneim. That's why the pasuk says, arvelo yitamu es machaneim, b'loshen rabim, not machaneim. Hanan b'lashon yachid. So we learn from there, liten machna lezeh, u'machna lezeh, that there are different machnos for the zav and for the tamei meis. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how we arrive at that conclusion that a tamei meis is not allowed into the azara, a zav is not even allowed into hara bayis, and a mitzara is not even allowed into the Ari Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer Einu Tzarech. I don't need a drasha badad yeshev to tell me that a mitzara is sent chutz l'gimel machnos. Harei Omer, pasuk says ve'yishalchu min hamachne kol tzuruah v'kol zav v'kol tamei l'nefesh. And from there we learn all of the differences in the shiluch in being mishaleach the different tamei people. Tamei people. Why? Because yomer tamei meis v'al yomer tamei zav. Let it just say that a tamei meis has to be sent out, and we wouldn't even need to tell me a zav has to be sent out. V'ani yomer im tamei meis mishalchen zav lo kol shkein. That if a tamei meis is not allowed into a certain location, for sure a zav is not allowed into that location. Lama nemar zav. Why does the Torah then have to specify zav? Lita lamachna shniya, to tell me that no, he's not only restricted from the location where a tamei meis is restricted, he is further restricted from a second machna, from the machna levia. Yomer zav al yomer mitzora. So let it say zav and not say mitzora. Vani yomer, and I'll say on my own zav mishtalchin mitzora and lo kol shkein. If a zav is nishlachutz le shnei machnos, so mitzora for sure should be nishlachutz le shnei machnos. Lomen amar mitzora. So why does it have to specify mitzora? Litein lamachna shlishis, to tell me that a mitzora is sent even further out than a zav is sent. So kshuomer b'dad yeshev, when the pasuk says by a mitzora b'dad yeshev, it's a hakazav not kolasei. It can't be that it's just telling me that a mitzora is in a different location or is further out than a zav and a tamei meis. I get that from the words of the pasuk itself, from the fact that the pasuk specifies all three types of tumah. No, b'dad yeshev is not kolasei. That's there to tell me that he's patur from malchus if he does enter. So it turns out that Rav Chisda holds like the shita of Rabbi Shimon, that the pasuk of Badad Yeshev is there to make it a lava nitiklase, whereas the Braisa says that a mitzora who goes into an area that he's restricted from gets malchus is assuming like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who derives from this pasuk that a mitzora is sent further out than the tamei meis and the zav. So here you have a machlokas tanaim. What I learned from Badad Yeshev is it stam an extra mitzvah saseh to tell me that this is a lava nitiklase, or no, the very core din that of Shiluach Mitzora is derived from Badad Yeshev. So that's exactly the Machlokas Tanaim, whether there's Malkus on Mitzora who comes inside the Mechitza that he's not allowed to to enter. Now, the Rav Yochum Fishel Perlau in his Biur on the Sefer Mitzvot Rasad Yagon has the following Chakira. By the Mitzvah Saseh of Shiluach Temeim, that you have to send out Temeim Chutz Machane, is that a mitzvah on the Tamei person, that he has a mitzvah that he should not be in an area that he's restricted from? Or is it a mitzvah that's mutal on the tzibur and the beis din, that we have a responsibility as the Jewish people to send these people out, to send them out of the machnos? If you look at the psukim itself, it sounds like it's a din on the tzibur. Tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'yishalchu min ha-machna, that it's a din on b'nei Yisrael to be mishaleach from the machna. Mizachra and nekeva teshaleichu al mechutz ha-machna teshalchum. It's all about shiluach. Who's doing shiluach? We're the ones that are sending them out for them. It's just going out. Whereas we don't find any tzivoy in the Torah directly addressing the Tamei person himself. And not only that, the Sefri points out, says Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlau, that we learn from the Pasuk Mizachar and the Keva Teshalechu that it includes Shiluach Ketanim. Shiluach Ketanim. Ketanim are not chayiv in mitzvahs. So how could you have a mitzvah that's incumbent upon a Katan? He's not chayiv in mitzvahs at all. Elamai, it must be a din on the tzibur. So he says it would turn out that the din of Badad Yeshev should also be a mitzvah on the Beis Din, because the Sefri says Vayishluchu min hamachna kol tzuruah, that all, it sounds that all Temeim are mishtalchim to the same place, but a mitzora is excluded from the rest of the categories when it says Badad Yeshev, that he sent chutz l'gimel machnos, and that's telling l'lamid al klal kulo, that just like a mitzora is mishtaleh chutz l'sholosh machnos because of the chomer hatuma, so to a zav is mishtaleh chutz l'shnei machnos because of the chomer of his tuma as opposed to tamimes, which does not have such a chamer dika tuma. But if you're going to say that badad yeshev is a mitzvah on the tame person, how could you say that badad yeshev is it takes mitzvah out of the klal? The pasuk yishchum in amachna is and badad yeshev are two separate dinim. Yishchum in amachna is a din on the beis din, and badad yeshev is a din on the tame person. So l'chora says Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla, you see from our sugya that this cheshbon is incorrect, because even Rav Chista says that from badad yeshev it's nitko akasav lasei. If badad yeshev was a mitzvah only on the beis din, it can't be that it's menatek the lav, because the lav is on the tame and the asei is on the tzibur and the beis din. So it turns out that it has to be that it's a mitzvah on the tame. Why does the Torah write it as if it's a mitzvah on the beis din? That's a good question, but that's the discussion Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla has, that it sounds like it's a mitzvah on the beis din, but it can't really be, because the whole discussion in the Gemara fits much, much better if it's not a mitzvah on the beis din, but a mitzvah on the person himself. Okay, with all of these drushos, though, we were making an assumption. The assumption is that mitzvah is a more chamer dika tumah than zav, and zav is a more chamer dika tumah than tamei meis. That's an assumption. How do we know that any of that is true? So my chumre de zav mi tamei meis. What is the chumre that a zav has over a tamei meis? So it says in Marasha came to me yotzal of migufo, because it comes from his own body. Tamei meis is a tumah that comes from outside of himself. So that's the chumra. Adrabba, tamei meis chumra shekin tohen azal shlishi yishvi. But I can find a chumra that tamei meis has, namely that in order to become tahor, he needs hazah from the mechatas, from the efer paraduma, on the third and the seventh day of his tahor process. So amakra tamei v'kol tamei l'rabbos tamei sheretz. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shimon is not trying to say that we learn shiluach zav from tamei meis. What he's really saying is that the pasuk, when it talks about the mitzvah shiluach, says tamei l'nefesh, and it says v'kol tamei, and that includes tumas sheretz as well. That someone who's tamei from tumas sheretz has to be sent out of machne shechina, and zav chomer mitamei sheretz. So even if zav is not more chomer than tamei meis, because tamei meis requires hazah shlishi yishvi, but we also include in the pasuk tumas sheretz, a zav is more chomer than tamei sheretz. So at least I can learn that from a kal v'chomer, that if someone is tamei b'sheretz is nishlach chutz l'machne shechina, then for sure a zav is going to be nishlach chutz l'machne shechina. Why does the Torah then have to specify a zav? It must be that a zav is nishlach from machne levia as well. Umay chumrei. But how do we even know that's true? Is a zav more chamer than a sheretz? What makes tuma zav more chamer than tuma sheretz? So says Mar Kata Amaran. What do you mean? What makes it more tuma? We just said that a zav has tuma yotze lav migufo. The zav's tuma comes from his own self, whereas tuma sheretz does not come from one's own self. It comes from an external source. So adrav, a sheretz chamer shkein mitame ba'onas. But I might think that sheretz is worse, because a zav, let's say a person becomes a zav. Zav is like an illness that there's a symptom that something comes out of his body. It's not shechva zera. It's not that he's a balkari. It's a totally different thing. That this fluid comes out of his body, and it's a result of some sort of illness. But let's say you know what brought on that illness. That a person ate spicy foods the night before, and we know that those kinds of foods bring about ziva. Then he's not tamei tumasav. So there's a din that ba'onas, if something happened ba'onas, then he's not going to become tamei tumas. When he's roe machmas onas, he's not going to be tamei tumazav. If he ate too much or drank too much, or he was doing gymnastics or something, the Gemara says kfitzos, things like that, so he's not going to become tamei with tumazav. So that's true of tumazav, but a sheretz, even if it was ba'ones, if a person touches a sheretz, he's going to become tamei. So maybe that makes sheretz more chamer than zav. So amri, so they say, okay, I gavna zav nami tumuyim mitamei ba'ones. A zav that becomes tamei, similar to what you would describe tumas sheretz, the zav would be Tami ba'onas as well. Kedrafuna, dam rafuna, riyu rishon shel zav, mitama ba'onas. Meaning, the zav is tame for longer than a tame sheretz is tame. And it's on that extra time that we say a zav is not mitame ba'onas. But that bare minimal one day of tuma, even if a zav sees a ri'iyah ziva ba'onas, he has that bare minimum amount of tuma. Meaning, whatever tuma sheretz has, the zav has that ba'onas as well. So that can't be a chumrah that that Sheretz has over Zav, because Zav has that also. It's just the extra time that a Zav is going to be for a whole extra week. That doesn't happen when it's Ba'onas. Okay, Maichum Rei Demitzora Mizav. Why do we work with the assumption in all of these drushos that a Mitzora is more Chamer from a Zav? Because we said, after all, once a Zav is a Nishla Chutz L'Shtei Machnos, Kal V'Chomer Mitzora is a Nishla Chutz L'Shtei Machnos, and therefore the fact that the Torah mentions Mitzora must be teaching me that he's Nishla Chutz L'Gimel Machnos. So how do I know that a Mitzora is more Chamer than a Zav? Shekein, Ta'un, Priya, Ufrima, he has to grow out his hair and he has to tear his clothing, Vasar B'Tash M'Shamita, and a Mitzora is Vasar B'Tash M'Shamita. The Pasuk says, V'yeshem Michutz La'alo Shivas Yamim, the Gemara Moed Katan tells us, Alo Zuishto, just like we have such a drasha, Beso Zuishto, Alo Zuishto, so he has Nisra B'Tash M'Shamita as well, as opposed to a Zav, who doesn't have these Chiyuvim. Sad Rabba, but I might argue the opposite, that Zav Chamur, Shekein Metame Mishkav Moshav, because a Zav is Metame the Mishkav Moshav, that which he sits on, it becomes an Av Hatuma, Metame Kli Charis Ba'aseit, and if he just moves a Kli Charis, even if he doesn't touch it, he takes a stick and he pushes it against the Kli Charis to move it, that Kli Charis becomes Tame, as opposed to a Metzora doesn't have these levels of Tuma. So answers the Gemara, you're right, we do not mean to say that you can necessarily derive that a Metzora is Nishla Chutz L'Machnos from the fact that a Zav is based on the Kal V'Chomer. Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Zav, V'Kol Zav, the Rabbos Balkeri, and Mitzora V'Chomer Balkeri. Meaning it's not, you're right, you cannot learn a Kal V'Chomer that if a Zav has certain Chumras, then of course a Mitzora has those Chumras. No, Zav is more Chumra than Mitzora in certain levels. No, it's from the fact that from V'Kol Zav, we darshan that a Balkeri has these the din of being Nishla, Chutz, Shtei Machanos. Now I can have a Kal V'Chomer to a Mitzora, because a Mitzora is for sure more Chumra than a Balkeri. Balkeri is not such a severe form of Tumah. Umay Chumre, what makes a Mitzora more Chumra than a Balkeri? Kida Amaran, like we said, a Mitzora needs Priya Ufrima, and he's also B'tash V'Shamita. Balkeri doesn't have any of that. So Adrabah says, but I'll come up with the Chumra that Balkeri has. Balkeri Chumra Shken Mitame B'Mashuhu. Balkeri is, no matter how minuscule an amount of Keri comes out of his body, he becomes a Balkeri, whereas a Mitzora is only if he sees a Nega that's of a particular size. It's got to be a Gris, at least the size of a Gris. So don't you see, Balkeri is more Chomer than Mitzora on that level? So, Sav like Rabbi Nassan. It must be, we're assuming Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Nassan. Detanya, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Zav Tzarech, Kechasimas Pia Amma, Velohod Lechachamim. That Rabbi Nassan held that in order for a person to have Tuma Ziva, there is an amount that has to come out. It has to be Kechasimas Pia Amma in order for him to become Tame. But the Chacham did not agree to that. The Chacham thought that even with Kolshu, Viskush Balkeri Lizav, and whatever you hold about the shear of Ziva, in order for a person to become a Zav, is what you would hold about the shear of Keri in order for a person to become a Balkeri. So if you're going to assume, like the Shita of Rabbi Nassan, that a Balkeri is Bimashahu, now you could say with confidence that a Mitzora is more Chamor than a Balkeri, because a Balkeri is Bimashahu, and a Mitzora has a shear, and a Mitzora requires Priyo, Frima, and Zasar B'Tash M'Shamita. So good. So now that you tell me a Balkeri is Nishla Chutz L'Shtei Machanos, of course a Mitzora is Nishla Chutz L'Shtei Machanos. Why does the Torah then have to identify Mitzora separately? Must be that he's Nishlachutz Legimel Machanos. The Kol Tzarua Lamali asked the Gemara, why does it say Kol Tzarua? Once we already explained within Rabbi Shimon that we darshan from V'kol, where that it says by Tamei Meis to include not just Tamei Meis, but a Tamei Sheretz. And when it says V'kol by a Zav, we said, no, not just a Zav, but a Balkeri as well. So it also used the word V'kol when it described a Mitzora. What's that coming to include? So I did the Chsiv Kol Zav, Ksiv Nami Kol Tzarua. In a Chnem, once it doesn't really include anything. It's just that once it said Kol Zav, so since in the other two categories of Tuma, when it came to Tuma Smes, when it came to Tuma Ziva, we said Kol, so we throw the word Kol in when it comes to Tzara'as as well, which is an unusual idea, meaning we have that in Mishnayis, that, you know, for consistency's sake, we'll, Atu the Resha will learn the Sefer a certain way. But in a Pasuk, to have like that it's just going to say Kol to keep things parallel in the Pasuk is very difficult. Rabbi Yehuda, Shapir, Kamer, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Shimon has a good point from the Pasuk of Yishlachu Min HaMachne itself. We can learn all these chilukim that you have of Shiluach Temeim. I don't need an additional Pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda himself, that Rabbi Yehuda had brought. So how's Rabbi Yehuda going to respond to Rabbi Shimon? Haumi bai leilich detanya. Now the fact that it mentions Tzarua and Zav in the Pasuk is already needed to tell me a different thing that we have in a Braisa. That Rabbi Lez Chazar Omer, Yachal Dachku Zavnim Utsarayin. You might thought that if the Zavnim Utsarayin were Nidchak V'nichnasu La'azara, they pushed their way into the Azara B'Pesach Haba B'tuma, when Rova the Tzibur was Tamei Mesim, so the Zavnim Utsarayin say, oh, all the Tamei people are bringing the Korban Pesach, and they pushed their way in, and they try to, the Zavnim Utsarayin try to participate as well. Yachal Yuchayavin, I might think that they're Chayav Kareis for such an action, because the Pasuk says, as Mishkan Hashem Timei V'nichrasa Nefeshahi Mi Yisrael. We learned that a Tamei that's Nichlus and Mikdash is Chayiv Kares. So I would think that if the Zav and the Mitzvah are trying to push their way into Pesach Rishon, that's with the argument that everyone, all the Tamei Mesim are bringing, why can't we bring as well? I might think that they're Chayiv Kares, Tamil Domar. That's why the Pasuk says, V'yishlechum in a machne, kol tzru av, kol zav, kol Tamei l'nefesh. That we make a hekish between the different types of Tumah. To tell me, B'shosh, she Tamei Mesim mishtalchin, Zav and Murtzaran mishtalchin. When the Tamei Mesim are thrown out of the Azara and are not allowed to enter the Azara, then Zavon and Mitzrayim are also Chayiv Kares by entering the Azara. But ain't Timei Mesim Mishtalchin. If the Timei Mesim are not Nishtaleach from the Azara, and they're allowed in the Azara, when are Timei Mesim ever allowed in the Azara? When it's a Pesach, a Bab Batuma, when Rova the Tzibur is Tamei. Then ain't Zavon and Mitzrayim Mishtalchin. Then the Zavon and Mitzrayim are not Mishtaleach Chutz the Azara. What does it mean they're not Mishtaleach? It means that they're not Chayiv Kares for going into the Azara. They're still Asher to go into the Azara, because the Torah was only mechadesh the idea of Karm Pesach Baba Tumah when Rov of the Tzibur is Tamei Mesim. We don't have that for Zavon and Mitzrayim, so it's still Asher for them, but when the Gemara says this phrase, Ein Zavon and Mitzrayim Mishtalchin, it means that there's not going to be any Chi of Kare. So since Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Pasuk is needed for the Drash of Rabbi Lazar, it's not extra, so he needed to learn the idea of the three separate machnos for the three different types of Tumah from other Pesukim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Mar. Everyone have a great day.